while listening to the story. Let's listen to Stepdad Finally Fucks Me by Felicity Flower. Enjoy the story.
I could feel him watching me as always. It kind of turned me on to know he wanted me but wouldn't ever do anything about it. I was laying out by the pool, trying to get a little tan before going back to the dorms, and I just knew the sick fuck was watching me from his chair in the living room. He'd never do anything about it. He'd been just watching me for years. He'd accidentally walk in on my in the shower or when I was changing, but he'd never done anything about it. Which is probably why I decided to push my luck today and untie my itty-bitty bikini and toss it to the side. I felt my pussy get wet at the thought that he was staring at my tits. I started to drift off, the heat of the day pulling me to sleep. At first I wasn't sure if I was dreaming. I felt a touch on my stomach, light as a feather. Then my legs were gently pushed open. A finger slipped beneath my bikini bottoms and into the folds of my slick pussy. Oh fuck yes, I hear the familiar voice of my stepdad, and I jolted awake. What the fuck, I start, but his hand crushes over my mouth. You want me? You invited me out here, showing off these little tits. He pulled his hand out of my bottoms and savagely pinched one of my nipples. I cried out against his hand and shook my head. He just smiled. You've been asking for this for years, he sneered. He untied the sides of my bikini bottoms with shaking fingers, one hand still pressed against my mouth. He reverently pulled the scrap of fabric down and then sighed. Your pussy is as beautiful as I've imagined it. I was shaking all over, afraid but also shamefully soaking wet. I didn't want this, but it seemed my body had other ideas. His fingers stroked my sopping clit, and soon I was moaning against his hand despite myself. Writhing against his calloused fingers, he bit down on one of my nipples. It hurt, but I felt myself grow even wetter. He finally removed his hand. I knew this was my chance to cry out, but I only managed a weak please stop. Instead, he kissed his way down my body and then fastened his mouth over my clit. He worked first one finger, then two into my pussy, and I was soon sobbing as I came. I'm gonna fuck this little pussy now. Please wait, I gasped. I've never done this before. He didn't seem to hear me. He simply pulled down his shorts and freed his enormous cock. My heart was pounding. Is it going to hurt? I asked. He remained silent, simply climbed on top of me and pushed inside me with one stroke. I cried out, my body wanting to push back, but he was stronger than me. I pushed against his chest, feeling frantic, but he just smiled and grabbed my wrists with one hand and pinned them down above my head. I struggled against him, but it was pointless. He started to move, and soon the pain had faded completely. I moaned despite myself. He laughed, that's right, you little slut. You love my cock, don't you? Please, I whispered. Tell me you love daddy's cock. He released my wrist and reached down between us to stroke my clit. I love your big cock. Daddy, I cried out, feeling myself start to come again. Oh fuck, fuck me daddy. He started to thrust harder, the chair we were on squeaking dangerously, but I didn't care anymore. I just wanted his cock. He pinched my clit hard, and I came so hard I almost lost consciousness. I felt him tense above me as he shot his cum into my pussy. He lay on top of me breathing hard for a moment. As we both started to get dressed, he paused a moment, then smiled and said, when you come home for summer break, I'm gonna fuck your ass.
Thank you.